We're going to look at a scripture today from the book of John. I'm turning to John chapter 3, verse 35 and 36. And my subject today is all things in Christ. All things in Christ. Now let's listen to the scripture. If you have your Bible, take it, open it, and follow with me as I read from John 3, 35 and 36. And John writes, "The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into His hands. And he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." Now look at the first phrase in that scripture. The Father loveth the Son. The Father, the Heavenly Father, loveth His Son. He's called the Son of God's love. He's called also His dear Son. He talks about the kingdom of His dear Son. He also called Him His only begotten Son. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. The Father loveth the Son. And at the River Jordan, when He was baptized of John, the Scripture says the heavens opened and the Spirit of God descended in the form of a dove. And the Father spake from heaven and said, "This is My beloved Son, His dear Son, His only begotten Son, the Son of His love. And this is My beloved Son." Also, Hebrews says He's the brightness of God's glory. And again, He's the exact image of God's person. And Isaiah called Him Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. He said this Son is given, and His name is Wonderful. This Son is given. His name is Counselor. His name is the Mighty God. He is the Everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. And listen, He's the Son of God and He's God the Son. Now, many people today will say He's the Son of God. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. But not many realize He's also God the Son. God-man. God Almighty in human flesh. That's the mystery of godliness. That God was manifest in the flesh. Justified in the Spirit. Seen of the angels. Preached to the Gentiles. Believed on in the world. And received up into glory. The Father loveth the Son. Now watch the next phrase. And the Father hath given all things into His hands. Everything is in the hands of Christ. God the Father hath put everything in His hands. He's put all things past, present, and future into the hands of Christ. Hebrews says He's the same yesterday. If everything is in His hands today, everything was in His hands yesterday. Because He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And all things past, present, and future are in His hands. And then He's all things in the covenant of mercy. In Hebrews chapter 13, the Scripture says, "Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant." All things past, present, and future in His hands. The covenant of mercy in His hands. Eternal life. All things pertaining to eternal life are in His hands. The Scripture says there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. There are three that bear record on earth. The blood, the Word, and the Spirit. And He says this is the record. Three bear record in heaven. Three bear record on earth, and this is the record. This is the testimony that God hath given us eternal life and this life is in His Son. All things pertaining to eternal life are in the hands of Christ. And He's all things in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is called the kingdom of God's dear Son. He hath translated us from darkness, out of darkness, into the kingdom of whom? The kingdom of God? Oh, yes. The kingdom of heaven? Oh, yes. But it's the kingdom of His dear Son. All persons are in His hands. He said in John 17, in that great priestly prayer, Father, Thou hast given all creatures, people, persons, flesh, into My hands, that I should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Me. All flesh in His hand. Power over all flesh. And then all authority in heaven and earth. When He sent His disciples out to preach, He said, Remember, all authority is given unto Me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and preach. All of His enemies are under His feet. You see what this is saying? John 3:35. The Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into His hand. So it's evident, he that hath the Son hath all things. He that hath the Son hath eternal life. You see, He's the only fit person to contain all things. He's the only wise person, wise enough to order all things. He's the only sovereign, able person to accomplish and distribute all things. So let me put this glorious and most important truth in five statements, easy to be remembered. Now you listen carefully. The Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into His hands. Now, he that hath the Son of God, he that believeth on the Son of God, hath life, eternal life, shall never come into condemnation. But he that hath not the Son, and believeth not the Son, knoweth not the Son, shall not see life, because all things are in the Son. All things are given to Christ. And in order for us to participate in these things that are in Him, we've got to be in Him. See that? All right, here are the five things. Now, see, follow me and see if you can remember these five things. First of all, Christ is all things in the first creation. Now, when I'm talking about the first creation, I'm talking about the creation of heaven and the earth, the seas, and all things, the creation of man, the animals, everything that God made. And the Scripture says He's before those things. Jesus Christ was before all things, before the creation. For in John 17, this was His prayer. Father, glorify Me with the glory which I had with Thee before the world was. Glorify Me with the glory which I had with Thee before the world was. If you read Proverbs 8, you'll see how that our Lord says before He made the seas, and before He made the stars, and before He formed the earth, I was with Him, and daily His delight, I was before Him. You see that? All right. He not only was before all things, but He made all things. All things were made by the Son. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God, and all things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. All things were made by Him. All things were made for Him. That's what Colossians 1:16 says. All things were created by Him and for Him. And He has authority over all things, and by Him all things consist. That word consist means held together. By Christ, everything in the universe is held together. Now listen. And He's the heir of all things. Whom He hath appointed the heir. It belongs to Him. Of all things. Oh my. Christ is all. The Father hath put all things into the hands of the Son. He was before creation. All things were made by Him, for Him, held together by Him, and He owns all things. So when you understand that, when you understand that His power and His authority is over all things and reaches to all things, now listen, all things, all events, all persons, all creatures, and all their actions are under the control and dominion of Jesus Christ. That being the case, then this verse can be true. All things work together for good to them who love God, who are called according to His purpose. The only way that all things, all creatures, all events, all happenings, all things can work together for the ultimate eternal good of His people is for somebody who loves them and cares for them to have authority over those things. If there's anything not under His authority and not under His dominion and not under His control, that whole thing would get out of position and out of purpose. All right, secondly, now watch it. Christ is all in the new old creation. Christ is all in the new creation. John Flavel, a preacher who lived many years ago, said it's not possible, not possible, for us to give the Lord Jesus Christ too much glory or too much praise in the redemption of sinners for four reasons. Are you with me? Jesus Christ is all. The Father loves the Son. He's given everything to Him. He's the heir of all things. And you can't give Him too much praise or too much glory because, listen, He's all things from the Father. My Father sent me. And Christ is the only one God's going to send. He's the only Redeemer. He's the only Savior. He's the only Mediator. He's the only Righteousness. He's the only one. My Father sent me. He sent me. He's all with the Father. God so loved He gave His Son. All right, secondly, He's all to the Father. The Father never has said this about anyone in whom I'm well pleased. This is my Son. I'm pleased with Him. He's all from the Father. He's all to the Father. He's my only begotten. He's my well-beloved. He's my dear Son. All right. Thirdly, He's all with the Father. The Father hath given Him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow. And every tongue will confess in heaven, earth, and under the earth that He's the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The Father loves the Son. There's nothing outside of Christ for the sinner but wrath. There's nothing outside of Christ for the sinner but condemnation. Everything's in Christ. In Him all fullness dwells. All the grace of God, the love of God, the mercy of God, the goodness of God is in Christ. He's all from the Father. He's all to the Father. He's all with the Father. And He's all in approaching the Father. The disciples said, well, show us the Father. He said, He that has seen me has seen my Father. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. I tell you, every person listening to my voice, especially Gentiles, and most of you are Gentiles, ought to be familiar with Ephesians 1, verse 3 through 7. Let me just touch on it. Listen to the phrase now. Listen for it. In Christ. In Christ. Now listen for that while I'm reading. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ, according as He chose us in Christ, having predestinated us to the adoption of children in Christ, wherein He hath made us acceptable, or accepted, in Christ. In Christ we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of the glory of His grace. Everything is in Christ. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things before the world, covenant mercies, redeeming mercies, the New Testament, all things in the creation, and all things in the gospel. That's third thing. Christ is all in the gospel. What did Paul say to the Corinthians? He said, I am determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ, Him crucified. Now, He's my message. He's my gospel. He's my testimony. I'm separated to the gospel of God concerning Jesus Christ. It's Christ who sent us to preach. He said, as my Father sent me, so send I you. It's Christ who gives us the grace and the power to preach. He said, I'll be with you. I'll never leave you, never forsake you. It's Christ Jesus that we preach. Take away Christ, we have nothing to preach. That's right. We preach not ourselves, but we preach Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Christ's sake. God forbid, Paul said, that I should glory. God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. Are you in darkness? He's the light of the world. Are you a sinner? He came into the world to save sinners. Are you weary? He said, you come to me and I'll give you rest. Are you thirsty? He said, ho, everyone that thirsts, come to the water. Are you weak? He said, I'm your strength. Are you dying? He said, I'm the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. He's everything in the gospel. I brought a message several years ago on the subject, the bad news and the good news. Some of you who've been listening for these 20 years may remember that message, the bad news and the good news. The bad news is this. There's a holy God that I cannot please. In the flesh, no man can please God. But the good news is that my Redeemer did please Him. Remember what He said? This is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. The bad news, number two, is this. There's a holy law, a spiritual law that I cannot keep. A law that reaches not just to these hands and feet, but to the heart and the head. God's law. I can't keep it. And cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things written in the law to do them. But here's the good news. Christ did keep the law. He was made under the law, made of a woman, to redeem them, like you and me that were born under the law. Here's the bad news. There's a righteousness I can't produce. The Lord Jesus said, accept your righteousness. Exceed the holiness and righteousness of the Pharisees. You won't enter the kingdom of heaven. Well, I can't produce it. But the good news is that Christ did. He's the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. He was made under the law and fulfilled it to be our righteousness. He kept it, every jot and tittle of the law. Here's the bad news. I have sin that I can't put away. I weep over them and mourn over them and regret them, but I can't put them away. But here's the good news. Christ put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself. And He put it so far away that the Father said, I'll remember it no more. Far as the east is from the west. That's good news. And then the fifth thing, the bad news, is there's a judgment. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after that judgment, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. There's a judgment. I don't want any part of that judgment. I can't endure it. I can't stand up to it. I can't pass the test. But here's the good news. Christ faced the judgment for us. He took our judgment and satisfied it. And the Scripture says, there is therefore now no judgment to them who are in Christ Jesus. Now that's good news, isn't it? I'm glad He is all things. All things in the first creation, in the new creation, and in the gospel. And then listen to this. Christ is all in every grace. Now the Apostle Peter closed his epistle with these words, these instructions. He says, now,
But grow in grace. Grow in grace. And in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you this. If we grow in grace, it will be as we learn more of Christ Jesus. That's right. For He's the fountain of all grace. If I grow in grace, it'll have to be as I learn more of Him. More of Him. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And He said, you come to Me, take My yoke upon you, and learn of Me, and you'll find rest. All right, let's look at graces. Grace and graces. Take the grace of faith. Where are you going to grow in faith? By looking to Christ. He's the author and finisher of faith. Take the subject of hope. Christ in you. That's the hope of glory. The more you know Him, the more you rest in Him, the more hope, the stronger your hope. Because He is your hope. The more you know of Him, the more hope. The stronger the hope. You see that? He's the hope. Can we speak of love? He is love. He said, you love one another like I loved you. Herein is love. Not that we loved Him. He loved us. That's where you learn love, at the feet of Christ. Speak of forgiveness. Paul said, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God for Christ's sake forgave you. Talk about humility. Let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, yet made Himself of no reputation, took upon Himself the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of sinful flesh, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God hath highly exalted Him. Learn humility by looking at Christ. Let's talk about giving. How do you learn to give? How do you learn to give? Well, the whole 2 Corinthians, the whole 8th chapter and 9th chapter tell us how to give, how to share, how to help others. And it sums it up with this statement. Christ, who was rich, for your sakes became poor, that you, through His poverty, might be rich. That's your example. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. That's the way to give. All right. The Holy Spirit. How are we going to learn of the Holy Spirit? Christ said He'll glorify Me. He won't speak of Himself. He's going to take the things of Mine and show them to you. I tell you, when you hear people always talking about the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, they don't have the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost doesn't glorify Himself. He glorifies Christ. He speaks of Christ. He takes the things of Christ and shows them to me. You hear a man talking about Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Redeemer. He has the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit's office is to magnify and exalt and glorify Christ. Let's talk about perseverance. Now unto Him that's able to keep you from falling. Who are we talking about? Listen, now unto Him that's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before His presence with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, be glory and dominion both now and forever. He's all in every grace. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And then last, Christ is all in the worship of God. A man cannot worship God apart from Christ. He cannot, seeing we have a high priest over the house of God. Let us come boldly before the throne of grace. Seeing we have a high priest, Jesus Christ the righteous, let us come boldly. Let us come to God because we have a high priest. You see, the communion table is His blood and His body shed and broken for us. Baptism pictures His death, His resurrection. Praise is always unto Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. Prayer is always in His name. There's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who said, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, He'll give it to you. Fellowship. What did John say the fellowship is? The fellowship of the church is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes, the Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into His hand. That's the reason I make so much of Christ Jesus and preach Christ Jesus and present to you Christ Jesus. Because like John Flavel says, all that God has for us is in Christ. And it's ours by union with Christ. And that union with Christ is brought about through faith. That's what I'm going to preach about next week. Faith, the life of faith. And that faith comes through hearing the Word of God. Christ, the Word of God. And that Word is made effectual by the power of God's Holy Spirit. Oh my, all things in Christ.